Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Today we have a returning guest, Sipora Wayne, who is going to share with us some stories of her many, many years of experience with all types of ages and stages and scenarios of children, with her incredible gift of seeing the beauty and bringing out the beauty in others. So Sipora, tell us just a quick sentence about who you are, what you do, and then let's get into the stories.
Got it. I'm a former high school guidance counselor of 9 years. 1 year guidance counselor, created a new program, guidance counseling program for elementary and middle school. And I'm now a MORA, a teacher. And I went at preschool, and now I'm at the local Jewish day school here. And I've worked with kids of all ages. And now I'm also an advanced trainer of the Nurtured Heart Approach. And I'm a parent coach, and I love what I do. I help parents to deepen connection and joy with their kids. I do one-on-one coaching.
So tell us some of the stories of where you've been and what you've seen work.
Oh, boy. So the first story that comes to my mind, I'll start at the high school where I spent my most time. So there was, I have to change up some facts here. There was a boy who didn't pass some really required courses to graduate. And I pretty much said, look, this is what you got to do. You have to pass these classes to graduate. I said, I can be here as a cheerleader. Well, for those times you just need a little push, you know? I said, I can't make you come to see me to get this support. I can't make you. This is your choice, right? But I'm here for you. And I said, come as often as you want, before school, after school, just for a minute. It doesn't have to be this long conversation. Come if you want to tell me you need a cheerleader, tell me you need that, you know, what you need, and I'm here to support you. You can, I honestly, I didn't know if he could do it. I honestly didn't know. But I knew the best chance of him doing it was with support that I knew. And this is such a lesson for parents, right? Believing in Carrie Barcone, I interviewed her on my Raising a Mensch Masterclass series, which attracted thousands of people to come, the summit. You know, said, you have to believe in your kid. You got to believe in your kid. If we don't, who's going to? So this boy who had to pass these classes, which he hadn't previously passed before, I actually didn't know if he could. He came in on his, I said, look, your homework's going to have to shift. You're going to have to do your homework. You're going to have to step out of your comfort zone to get this done. You have to do your homework when you get home. You have to shift your schedule. Not going to be fun or easy. But if you want to graduate, that's your goal, right? Let's make it happen. You can do this, right? It'll take work and effort, but you can do this. He came in and asked for support and came in the morning. And I was like, how's it going? Da-da-da. 2-minute conversation, walked back out. Long story short, he did it. He did it. I was there for support. I really was just there for support. I didn't do much. I really didn't do much. He did all the hard work. Months after graduating, he wrote me a letter. Is when you wrote a letter, not an email, dating myself, and saying, thank you for believing. And I'll never, ever forget that. And I really did so little to support him. I took a stand for him. And I helped him to see what wasn't possible, what he really formerly was not possible for him. So just seeing the goodness in him and his desire, seeing, you know, Nurtured Heart speak, you know, seeing his greatness, calling him into his greatness. And it really took very little effort. Again, this wasn't my own kid, you know, where it might be for sure be harder, you know, when you have all these expectations, you know, and all these like, but this isn't happening, and seeing what's wrong, which is natural. However, what called this kid to work was his own goal. His own like self-determination, which I called him out on, you know, and come see me. You decide how often you want to come see me. And as parents, making ourselves the lesson, right? Obviously, is, you know, making ourselves available. You know, like I'd mentioned, you know, we talked before about like when you're happy, when you're mad, when you're silly, when you're sad. I love you. Like I'm here for you no matter what. You know, when I'm happy, when I'm mad, when I'm silly, when I'm sad, I love you always and forever, no matter what. And as Carrie Barcone, you know, said, you know, like, believe in your kid.
I want to reflect on that story, if I may, to that meta message that that we talk about a lot in Nurtured Heart, of what is the kid hearing from what I'm saying? Not so much of what I'm saying, but what are they learning about how I see them, how they should see themselves, who they are, what this world is about from the interaction with me. Yes. And there's this piece about clarity. We talk about Sand 3 clarity, being super clear with rules, with expectations, and being 100% consistent, which is not possible, obviously, but that's the goal. To be 100% consistent with consequences, that we pull through with what we say we're going to do and we're not scared to. And we're that line is very clear. It's like that whistle that blows at the basketball game. It's just how the game works. You get out when you get out.
Yep.
You're back in because you're back in. Great. But like, it's, yep, we're not scared. There's this sense of belief in people that actually is counter, maybe intuitive to definitely the kind of like, the culture of like, I don't know what the right word is for it, but like cushioning everything and making it easy. And like, you know, there's this sense of like, we have to protect our children and we have to like help them. We want to help people, yes, who have it hard. We want to help people who are victims. We want to save everybody. So the counterintuitive piece of it is that if I actually set clear consequences, clear expectations and goals for somebody, I am saying, the meta message of what I'm saying is that I believe they are capable,
yes,
of their own self-determination and of showing up and being successful. And the opposite of that is when I say, take away all expectations, and I say, oh, it's okay, it's okay. We love you no matter what. You don't have to do anything. Oh, here, let me dumb this down. Let me talk to the teachers. Let me take all, yes, anything a little bit challenging out of your life, because, I mean, what am I saying? I'm saying, I don't believe in you. I don't believe you can do it. I don't believe you can handle things that are hard. I don't believe you can work. You can get your way through. And what I'm hearing in your story here, if I would frame it in the Nurtured Heart lens, is that you had the clarity of, hey, buddy, I know you can do this. I'm not going to make you do it. No one's going to make you do it, but I believe you can do it. Here's what you need to do. You need to, it's going to be hard, but here's what, you set that clarity for him. You gave him that direction and that road. And then that piece that he heard in you from that was, which you're saying, almost you were trying on for size, like you weren't even sure.
Yep.
But the fact that you were willing to treat him like a person, treat him like an adult, right? Like, yes, you, this is what you need to do to be successful. I'm not gonna hide behind it. I'm not gonna pretend. Like, I'm treating you like a man. This is what you've got to do. This is how, this is when, and I am here for you. And you were there for him. Fact is, he came for those 2 minutes. You did what you said you would do. You smiled. You were happy to see him. You asked him how he was. You gave him that little, you know, 2 minute of, the messaging of that is, you do support him. You do believe in him. You mean what you're saying. You do think he can do this hard thing. And so he's out there doing it with knowing you have his back. That is so powerful and beautiful.
And also, you're not alone.
Yeah.
You're not alone in accomplishing this goal that you want. If you want this, you can't. And again, like, as you mentioned, like, I wasn't even 100% sure if he could, you know, but like, I only knew that if he was going to attempt it, he had to have, you know, all the support behind him, you know, to do it. And thank you for sharing that. That's beautiful. I love that meta message. That's beautiful. I love
hearing that's what he wrote to you, right? That's what he wrote to you after. You believed in me. What of what you did believed in him, right? That meta message that he got from you taking the time to lay it out for him.
Yeah.
And yeah, not to force him and not to help him and not to coddle him, to just put it out there as it is.
You know, I also want to give you another story, a couple of other stories about high school, is that there's one that I loved working with the kids who, it was pretty much a college prep school. You know, most of the kids were going to 4-year colleges. And I loved working with the kids who didn't love school in high school, didn't love it. And they didn't really, they weren't thriving in high school. Okay. I didn't either, frankly. you know, I didn't love school. I really got into college, but I didn't love high school. And they were seeing these kids get into four-year schools, and they weren't even applying. They probably, in all honesty, weren't going to get in. Okay. But they were afraid of being rejected, understandably. And they kind of knew that they, and I loved working with them, and I would say to them, you don't have to go to a four-year school. You can go to a two-year school first. And just start with that. See if that's what you want to, if you want to go to school for 4 years, go for it. Transfer to a four-year school. They'll take your degree and, you know, plug it in, hopefully, into a four-year school. And they were just so like, and I plugged them, I had them apply. I said, if you apply this to your college, you get in automatically just by applying. You get in. You're accepted. And to watch the light come back, you know, the color come back in their face was like, there are choices for you. You don't have to, you are not this, you know, like you don't love school. That's okay. You don't have to go to school for another 4 years, especially if you don't like it. You know, be who you are. These are your strengths. And if you end up loving this two-year program, fabulous, keep going. More longer you go, hopefully the more money you'll make. I'm just saying. You know, not that money is the motivator, but if you like school and you're really into it, keep going with your degree. If not, that's okay. You'll get a job and you'll work. Live at home if you want to. Save money. You know, that was my message, you know, and, yeah. But you can go to, if you want to go to college, you can go to college. You know, for people that lost belief in themselves or their parents didn't have the ability or the wherewithal, or you know, they may have been first generation, you know, going to, you know, to school. You know, so I loved being that person for that. I have another story about an elementary school kid, a boy who was known to be a bully. I was nervous to work with him because I was like, I don't know what's going to happen. This is going to go. And I had this chart that I learned from somewhere about, you know, helpful behavior, hurtful behavior. Helpful is, you know, the highest form is like anonymous, like you're doing something for someone for they don't even know who you are, right? And the lowest is like, you know, God forbid, like hitting, kicking, you know, beating up somebody, right? And that's lowest level. And it was like a, you know, and here in the middle, there's like neutral. It's like you're not doing anything, you know, neither here nor there. And there were just a couple steps in between. Like here's not like, you know, tons of rungs on the ladder, just a couple. And so this boy came in and he was, you know, very honest about what was going on. And I said, so what? I said, where do you think it falls on this ladder? Right? Where do you think it falls? I said, down here is like kicking, hitting, biting, right? And he goes, up here, like below neutral, naturally, right? Because, you know, he's saying some not kind things to this kid, right? And I said, that's really like very honest of you, right? And this is way before Nurtured Heart. But you think about it, there's this kid who's like not being kind to other kids, you know, who's being very honest about his own behavior. But he said something key. I've never forgotten this. He goes, but I'm not going to end up here. And I said, I don't think anybody's expecting you to. No one's going to say you have to end up here. What would it take to just go up to a drop so it's even neutral? No, he says something. You don't, and your behavior in the past was like, you got to say something. You got to feed into that. I got to, you know, escalate it, right? And I said, what if you just said nothing? You just walked away. Like you just ignored it, right? So that's a step up from where you're at. I didn't need to see him again. What I really got from that is he just didn't know another way. He just didn't know. So giving our kids the benefit of the doubt was a huge lesson for me. I mean, clearly he was an insightful child, you know, to say, I'm not going to be up here. Okay, great. Maybe over time you will. Maybe you won't. No one's expecting that. What if you considered looking at the next step? What would that look like? And it was just very eye-opening. Just again,
it's giving a very powerful story that brings across something that's very true for all kids. And same for me. When I need to clean up my house, when I need to clean up my kitchen, when I need, you know, I have my morning routine, get the kids to school. I come back and it's like, woohoo, right? I just need to like take the milk. That's going to go bad. Put it in the fridge. Take the garbage. Let's do garbage. Okay. All garbage in the garbage. Great. Okay. Now cereal boxes, you know, and but I need to break it down because this, the bigness of, and I hear this in your college, the kids going to colleges and this boy, this gift that you gave them of breaking it down to those baby steps where it's not so overwhelming and it's not so big. And all of a sudden it becomes possible. And so often we kind of judge our kids or compare our kids to expectations from teachers or peers or siblings, even or grandparents, whatever, of where they need to be. And the gap is so big. There's so much pressure because there's such a big gap. But if it's not about getting here, if we lower the bar of expectation, right? Like we talk about in baby steps, and we just talk about, where are you? Oh, so what's next? That's it, right? Here's fine. It's fine that you're here. Like you said to those college kids, be yourself, right? It's fine that you're here.
Yeah.
Or, you know, telling that boy, you're honest. That's amazing, right? Okay, so now what would it take to just get here? That's all. Oh, I can do that. You know, it takes the pressure off. That's such a gift.
No, no, for sure. And sometimes they don't even know. And if we give them the opportunity to save face, like you're saying, if we're able, we may not be able, and that's okay. Like you didn't realize until you went to the drawer, like, oh, that's why, right? And just not knowing how to communicate or not able to communicate it, right? But by demonstrating the traits of curiosity, of patience, of love, of those, again, these are ideals to strive for. And if we fall, we don't hit it. We can be like, okay, well, I'm capable of this. This, talking to ourselves also, this is possible for me. I'm able to, maybe not in this moment, maybe not yesterday, maybe not this morning, you know, but
and the ladder, right? I don't need to be at the top of the ladder. It's just about the next step. That's it.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. Those baby steps, you know, it's up the ladder. You know, how big do we make the rungs? You know, are the rungs right, like this? You know, or is it like, no, they're baby steps. There's one more quick story. This is preschool. So this is before Nurtured Heart, where what is the normal approach? And this is what I tell parents all the time. Like, what is the common response when a child's doing something that I have no doubt that I energized the negativity of this particular child? I have no doubt that I was like feeding right into it. Because what do most of us do? What, you know, when something goes wrong, you know, they're 2 years old, give them a 2 minute timeout. That's like very common, you know, in parenting, you know, literature, 2 minutes, you know, 2 minute timeout, 2 years old, 3 years old, 3 minute timeout. And then the question always comes is like, what child ever came out and said, thank you so much for putting me in timeout. I will never do that again. Which child does that? You know, so I've no doubt that I introduced that. I wish I could go back. You know, but it is what I did. I did the, don't we all wish we can go back? Right? Don't we? I mean, so Nurtured Heart approach, you know, I was really blown away with this one boy. I was like, oh, you know, imagine like when he's not doing the behavior, when he's not acting out, really jumping in with that firsthand experience of what's going right. What a gift. Most of us show up. I mean, I'm talking to myself too. You know, most of us show up when things are going wrong. Because that's not supposed to be happening. You shouldn't be doing that. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. You know, like, this is not what I want you to be doing. I expect you should be doing this. Right? And so, and this boy, by the way, he shared something. And if the mother were to ever listen to this, she'd know who it is. But he started in the classroom because when he was on, he was really, really on. Like a big leader in this regard. He'd say, teamwork, teamwork, teamwork. I still say it today, even in the house, even in the classroom, like teamwork, teamwork, because that's who he really is. But he doesn't always live, he's not always living that. Do we always live who we want to be? No, we don't. Giving yourself the grace and the space to be human. You know, like we expect of ourselves to be like, this is who I want to be. I actually, something happened this past weekend. I was like, I am my mother. You know? I am my mother, you know, for good, bad, and the ugly, you know, all that good stuff, you know. So, but guess what? That's who I was given to in this world, and this child was given to me in this world, and I am the best parent. I truly believe, you know, that God gave me this child. I have one child, you know. I wasn't able to have more. God gave me this one child. I'm the best parent for her. And just by the fact that people are listening to this, number one, already showing up with any curiosity, right? And, you know, and engaging and with their time and energy, right? Already you're a million steps ahead of people who aren't even listening. It's not a competition. By the way, I want to share something about comparing. I saw a Facebook quote years ago and it stayed with me. I don't know who wrote it, but it's called compare. It says, comparison is the thief of joy.
Hmm.
Because when we compare ourselves, we're looking outward. We're not looking inward. It's easy. It's a trap. It's just a trap. Like, oh, this, that, you know, we even compare ourselves to like our ideal selves, right? This is who I want to be. Oh, I failed, right? Instead of like, okay, I messed up on this one, and giving ourselves the grace and the space to be human. And I used to beat myself up very badly. And today I'm able to incorporate some Jewish thought and nurtured heart approach of like, we're not allowed to speak gossip about ourselves to other people or even to ourselves, right? Because who I have a spark of God inside of me. We all do. We wouldn't be here otherwise. And if I can see that in myself and allow myself to be human, I have nowhere to go but up.
There's another meme that I've seen go around. You've probably seen it too, where the, I guess, father or, you know, the adult is telling the child, I want you to be independent and strong-willed and da-da-da-da-da, you know, all these things. When you're older, but now listen to me, you know, when you're older.
I love that.
Not now. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, so Tzipora, you have so much experience with so many different ages and stages and such a wonderful grace and ability to share that and inspire that in others. How can people reach you and what can they expect?
Wonderful. Well, you can expect what you see. This is how I talk to parents. This is very much, you know, I strive to be relatable, you know, and very, very real. And I've heard it all as far as where kids are concerned. I really, really have. I strive to see the best in children. I'm thankful I have the ability to see, I strive to see the good in you as parents, and what is going right, which we all need. We all need to see what is good in ourselves when we're struggling with raising these children to be, you know, to be the best they can be in their lives. I'm on your side too as parents. And I also equally support the child, you know, and I can sometimes see the good in the child that, oh, I have another story. Oh my goodness, I'll have to share another time. So the best way to get me is myhappyheartcoach@gmail.com. And if you want to learn more about the Raising a Mensch Masterclass series, which I have, there are three that are available, you can go to www.raisingamensch.com, where there are over probably 50 Jewish speakers, including Mussi, that I have interviewed who have shined their light on with practical parenting tips from a Jewish perspective. And every speaker has a golden nugget. Every speaker has something to glean from it. So, Mussi, I just want to thank you so much for really bringing out the best in me through this conversation and really with your insightful questions and just your love for growth and for parenting and for children and for all of us striving to be the best we can be. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here. And I will put your information in the show notes as well. So yes, thank you for being here and gracing us with your beauty. And till next time.
Thank you so much.